Very quickly, before I give the mic over to Muftisab, just a very brief introduction. So mashallah, Muftisab has come here previously in the past as well, and he has delivered talks, mashallah, many times. So mashallah, Muftisab is based in Bradford, and he's been doing the service of deen for many, many years. And it's very important that we actually know who our scholars are. So this is why I'm giving a brief introduction. He's, mashallah, very prolific writer and author as well, and he's authored many works. So, mashallah, there's a bookstall which is set up at the back. So after the program, whoever wishes to purchase any of the works can purchase the works from the back of the hall as well on the bookstall. Recently, one of a very important book which was written by Hazrat Muftisab, The Golden Legacy of Sheikh Yusuf Mutala Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, a very important beneficial book about Muftisab's teacher himself, in which he explains the biography of his teacher. And it's a very, very beneficial book, and mashallah, a lot of people have purchased the book and found it extremely beneficial. So it's very important, you know, mashallah, many times we speak to a lot of youngsters who don't know which scholars to turn to for guidance. So that's why it's important that we familiarize ourselves with the great scholars who we have amongst us, who they are, what they do, where they live, you know, that way at least we know who we can connect with in times of need and difficulty. So without any further ado, inshallah, I'd like to pass over the mic to Hazrat Muftisab to start his talk, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. Wa la'asr innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, brothers, mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, after Asr Salah, being inside the masjid is a great privilege. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us to be in the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and time is of the essence. So basically, each and every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many different bounties, favors, blessings, ni'mah. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you want to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll not be able to count them. There's so many. So each and every one of us, we need to be grateful. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give you more. So we have to continuously be grateful, express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us all these different blessings. For example, we have been created as the ashraful makhluqat, the best of creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Indeed, we have created mankind in the best of stature, in the best of form, in the best of disposition. So out of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mankind has been created the most sublime, the most highest in terms of respect, honor. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Indeed, we have given dignity, honor, respect to the sons of Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We have given them the ability that they travel on the sea, on the land, and we have given them preference over many of the creation of Allah. So one important point, my brothers and sisters, we need to express our gratitude, our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَكَ الْحَمْدُ لَكَ الشُّكْرُ يَا اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ هَذِهِ النِّعَمِ. Allah, for you is all praises, for you is all gratitude. You have given us so much. The biggest problem we have, my brothers and sisters, is that we are very, very negative. We are very, very ungrateful. جو کچھ نہیں ملا اس کے بارے میں ہم سوچتے ہیں. The biggest problem. Achha, mere paas ye nahi, wo nahi. I don't have this, I don't have that. What have you got? You have to look at the cup, the glass as half full, not as half empty. We have to be positive. We cannot be negative. We have to be optimistic, not pessimistic. An optimistic person, he takes out opportunities from difficulties. And a pessimistic person, a negative person, he takes out difficulties from opportunities. I hope you understand this. So, each and every one of us, Allah has given us this life. This life is very short. So we need to manage this properly and make sure that we spend and utilize this short period of time. Like the Urdu poet says, Umar daraz mankar layate char din, do arzu me kat gaye do intizar me. I hope you understood this. Those who understand Urdu, In other words, I asked for a very long life. I was given 4 days. Even that 4 days, 2 days were just in anticipation of hope and 2 days in waiting. So basically I completely destroyed and wasted my life. This is what we're doing. So what we take from today is, whatever my brothers and sisters, what we've done, leave that to a side. Like in the English they say, between the regret of yesterday and the hope of tomorrow lies the opportunity of today. We've got the opportunity now. All the regrets, all these namaz and all these wrong things that we've done, we missed the salah, we didn't observe the fast, we continued with the wrong things. Regret, do tawbah, sincere tawbah. Atta ibn az-zambi kaman la zambala. A person who does tawbah from sins is as though he's got no sins. So we need to do sincere tawbah and move on. We can't stagnate. We can't just be thinking to ourselves, I said, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine. We have this complacency. I said, no, I'm fine. We're not fine. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, if my today is not better than yesterday, I'm at a big loss. We need to progress. We cannot retrogress. We cannot just go backwards. You know, each day as it passes by, we need to improve in our good deeds. We need to look into our lives. I always say, you know, when people come, oh, you know, it's my birthday today, and they expect me to say happy birthday, I say, oh, sad birthday to you. No happy birthday. Sad birthday. Why, Sheikh, why are you saying sad birthday? We lost 1 year of life. Have we progressed? We are 1 year more closer to our grave. 1 year we didn't improve in our good deeds. So what happy birthday? We haven't achieved anything. Look at the spirit of Islam. When do we celebrate the Eid? Eidul Fitr, Eidul Adha. When we have achieved something. Full month of Ramadan, you observe fast, you did all the ibadah. Now celebrate Eidul Fitr. Eidul Adha, you've done Hajj, the pilgrimage. MashaAllah, now you do the Qurbani, this is celebration. We don't achieve anything. No, I'm 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old. I need 30, you know, candles. You need to light that. You need to take me to the restaurant. You know, some of my brothers, they tell me, oh no, you know, I got 5 children. It's very expensive. I said, why is it expensive? For each child's birthday, I have to spend good £1,000. And then I'm worried about the wedding. That's going to cost £50,000 each. £50,000. That's £250,000 just on the wedding. Obviously, inflation rate is going higher. So by the time you go to the next child, it's going to be 60,000, 70,000. That's what happens. So now you can't even eat with £1,000. You take, you know, family members, everybody. A birthday is like a wedding party. All, you know, you book a restaurant, full restaurant, 200 family members. So £1,000 doesn't do it. Few thousand pounds. And I'm talking about reality. This is what's happening. We don't realize that this life is so short that we've started our journey from Alam Arwa, the world of souls. We were before this world, we're in Alam Arwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a promise from each and every one of us that the next journey, the next leg of our journey is Alam Dunya. So we are now in the Alam Dunya. And from Alam Dunya, we're going to go Alam Barzakh. So at this moment of time, many of our siblings, brothers and sisters, they're in Alam Arwa, the world of souls. Arwa, the plural of Ruh. So all the souls are there, the waiting room. They're waiting to come into this beautiful dunya. Ala inna dunya hulwatun khadira. Listen, this dunya is very hulwa. Hulwa is from the word of halwa. Very sweet. Mitai. Mitas. Khadira, very greenery, very blushy. So everybody wants to come. We are all in this Alam Dunya. And many of our friends, many of our relatives, many of our father, mother, they have already gone into Alam Barzakh. That's the third leg of the journey. Once the sur, the trumpet, the bugle, Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is going to blow that, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Then everybody will be going towards the Alam Akhirat, the last leg of our journey. So at this moment of time, we are spread it out, we are scattered in Alam Arwah, Alam Dunya, Alam Barzakh. When the sur will be blown, there will be no one left in the three alams. Everybody will be going towards the last leg of our journey, which is Alam Akhirat. And how long is that Akhirat? Just the first day. Kana miqdaruhu khamsina alfasana. That one day is 50,000 years long. That one day. So this life, my brothers and sisters, what we have thought, you know, this is everything. This life is everything. And we have thought about it in that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in half a verse, He paints the picture. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Know, O my servants, this life is just play and amusement. وَزِينَة, adornment. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, competition, rivalry. وَتَكَاثُرٌ, competing with each other in your children, in wealth. This is what we're doing. How beautifully Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzoo rahimahullah ta'ala, he actually interprets this, translates this in the Urdu poetry, in the couplets, in the stanza. Who is the senior disciple of Hakim ul Ummah Shaykh Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson kilaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson kilaya. Juwani ne fir aake majnoon banaya. बुढ़ापे ने फिर आकर क्या क्या सताया, बुढ़ापे ने फिर आकर क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया, जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं, यह इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं. वाओ, इट्स अमेजिंग. आई विश यू कुड कॉम्प्रिहेंड दैट इन द इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज, इन द उर्दू लैंग्वेज एंड द अरबिक, द कुरानिक वर्स. इट्स जस्ट अमेजिंग. इट जस्ट पेंट्स द पिक्चर दैट तुझे पहले, यू नो, व्हेन यू चाइल्ड, सुभानअल्लाह, डे एंड नाइट बस खाते पीते रहते, टॉयज प्लेइंग, दैट्स इट. चिल्ड्रन जस्ट लाइक टू प्ले. व्हेन दे ग्रो बिट, वो ज़ीनतुन, अडॉर्नमेंट. यू नो, यू सी अ टीनेजर, यू नो, ब्यूटीफाइंग हिमसेल्फ इन फ्रंट ऑफ द मिरर, यू नो, सन पुटिंग जेल ऑन द हेड एंड ही वांट्स टू अट्रैक्ट द ऑपोजिट जेंडर. अल्लाह फॉरबिड, नाउडेज इट्स नॉट ओनली द ऑपोजिट जेंडर, दे अट्रैक्ट डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स. सो बेसिकली व्हाट वी नीड टू रियलाइज इज ज़ीना. Then what happens, grows up, he goes to university. You see university children, you know, some rucksack at the back, he doesn't have no time. That zina time is gone. You might think that, you know, mistaken for a homeless person. Because he doesn't have no time. Wakes up in the morning, no, university, this, that, you know, you have to get to that lecture, this, this. So that's how it is. Then after that, when he gets married, you know, he wants to get a good job, good car, good house, then, you know, get married and have children and then rivalry. That's it, that's life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints the picture of the human being, of his life, in half a verse. So we are so engrossed in that, we have forgotten the purpose of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the agnostic, the atheist, those people who don't believe in the existence of God, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّارِ. We live and we die, nothing finishes us but time. So life, well, is for enjoyment. Just enjoy. There's no need. There's nothing to worry about. And this is exactly what Shaitan tells us to do. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan beautifies everything for us. No, no. You got a long life. Your father's still alive. Your grandfather's still alive. Only 20. So I was in the graveyard a few weeks ago. So I looked at one of the grave. On the stone it was written 96 years old. I said, MashaAllah, he had a very good long life. The grave which was next to it, the stone, had written 48 years old, exactly half the age. Next grave, it had 12 years old. Allahu Akbar. Life. That's why he says, the scholars say, إِذَا وَضَعْتَ جَنَازَةً إِلَى الْقُبُورِ فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّهَا بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. When you are lowering a deceased, a dead body into the graveyard, then remember you're the next one. But what preparations have we made? The great Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَزِنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا تَأَحَّبُوا لِلْعَرُضِ الْأَكْبَرِ عَلَى مَنْ لَا تُخْفَى عَلَيْهِ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. That do your accounts before your accounts are done. Do your wazan, do your weights before weights are done. Not on the weighing scale, on the good deeds. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That wazan is absolutely haq, truth. Whose scales will be heavy, he will be the successful one. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, if his scale is light, then he will be from the losers. So what have we done? If an examiner, if a teacher tells a student that these are the questions that are going to come, the child, the student will be so happy, over the top, and he'll prepare. Allah told us the questions which are going to come in the grave, Munkar Nakir, Ma Rabbuka, Ma Deenuka, Man Hadha Rajul Ladhi Bu'itha Ilayh. The questions which will be there. So, who is your Lord? What is your religion? Who is the person who has been sent towards you? But the thing is, the reality is, if we say, okay, these are the three questions, I'm going to just rote it. It's not going to work. Because, كَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ. The way you live, that's the way you're going to die. وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. Like the way you died, this is the way you'll be resurrected. So we have to live our entire life according to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to make sure Al-Kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. Al-Kayyis, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who is the intelligent person? Who is the genius? Who is the clever one? Because nowadays we think, oh, the person who has a PhD, person who's got a good career, good job, he is the successful one, no? يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمَ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. They know the apparent things of the dunya, but regarding the akhirah, they are oblivious. لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعَقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيمِ. They will admit themselves. They will acknowledge and accept themselves that we did not have the understanding. We didn't have no aql. Those people who will be going to the fire of Jahannam, who didn't have iman, they will acknowledge, they will accept. And they will say, oh, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ. If we listen and if we had the understanding, we will not be in the fire of Jahannam. So, نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ. The scholars of hadith, scholars of tafsir, جَزَاهُمُ anna خَيْرِ الْجَزَاءِ. It's so beautiful. They said, if you want to be successful, either you follow someone, نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ, or you have so much aql that you can get to the guidance. خُدْ مُقَلِّدْ بَنُوْ يَا مُجْتَهِدْ. Do you understand? So this day and age, no mustahid. So you have to follow. Like ajkal, you know, har ek aadmi kehta hai ki I follow the Quran hadith. They can't even, you know, understand the basic of the Quran. So a person needs to make sure that he understands al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu. So the intelligent person who subdues, who suppresses, who controls his nafs, his desires, wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, and he prepares for the life after death. Our preparation. Well, ajiz, who is the foolish person? The person who follows his desires, wa tamanna ala Allah, and he has vain hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ghafur rahim. You know, nowadays Allahu Akbar, you ask a brother, come on, salah time. You're coming to salah, no. I need to go to the restaurant. I need to open, it's Friday. Allahu Akbar. On Friday when we have a janazah in Bradford, so usually I lead the janazah. So some of the brothers, they come and they say to me, Sheikh, you need to be quick. I said, why? Because it's Friday. So what about Friday? It's the busiest day of the week. Taxi. You know, I'm going to go and do my taxis. I need to open my restaurant. You know, it's 60 miles away. It's going to take 2 hours. It's a busy day. If you're going to be delaying in the janazah, you know, do a short dua. I said, by the way, brother, whose janazah are we leading? It's my uncle. It's my father. It's my brother. You can't give that extra 10-20 minutes? Allahu Akbar. We had a janazah. Believe me or not, my brothers, it's so shocking. I was told to perform the janazah. I said, who's the person, the heir, the wali? They said, the son, he's very busy. He'll come and meet you afterwards. I said, is his father? I'm talking about in the COVID time. It was winter, I could remember. So I performed the janazah and we took it. We took the body towards the graveyard, and still what was happening was that he wasn't there. So I asked that, where is the son who, and he's a doctor. This is what happens if you teach them too much. This is what happens sometimes. So too much knowledge is not always good as well. So he doesn't have no understanding of the duties and responsibility. Leave alone Islam, the aql tells you that your father, subhanallah, you can't give him time even after he passed away. So the son, he came in the car, and believe me or not, Allahu Akbar, I still can vividly, you know, see this seed in front of me, this scenario. The son is there, and after burying, the son, he says, you know, it's too cold, I can't get out of my car. And he just opens the window, he says, okay, you're the imam who performed it, thank you. So his wife and his daughter come running, because Sheikh, sorry about this. Didn't our brother, didn't our son come to? But it doesn't matter. People started to cry. Not on the dead body, on the situation, on the condition of this son and the father. Allahu Akbar. And then day and night we are so engrossed. No, my son, my daughter. Allahu Akbar. If they are pious, they will look after you, they will look after themselves. If they're not, they're going to be a burden for you, they're going to be a burden themselves. I met a brother, so I said to him, look brother, come for salah. He goes, I don't have time for salah. So I go, what are you going to do? Because I got a vision and I got a goal in life. I got 5 children. Until I don't get 5 freehold houses, I'm not going to stop. And basically he told me that he works 16 to 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. He only has a sandwich and he has cans of Coke in his van. That's it. Delivery all day long. Allahu Akbar. So we need to, the value of time, we need to manage. I was saying to my students that we have 3 things we have to manage. Time management, money management, and food management. Time is the most important. So what we need to do, we need to discipline ourselves. When we eat, we continue eating. When we sleep, we continue sleeping. When we are on a social media, we're continuously there. There's no stop, there's no discipline. We need to manage our time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min shatatil amr. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min shatatil amr. So what does Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min shatatil amr mean? Allah, I ask refuge in you from being disorganized. So Islam teaches us being organized all the time. Look at the 5-time prayers. Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Indeed salah upon the believers in a fixed time. You can't just read any namaz any time. You can't read Isha now. It's a fixed time. So each and every one of us, what we need to make sure is, the first thing, my brothers and sisters who are listening, we need to discipline ourselves. Have a timetable and follow this timetable throughout. From the morning till dusk, we have to have a set timetable. And in that timetable, we need to make sure our 5-time prayers, our 5 divine appointments. Allah ke saath jo mulaqat hai. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Salah is a mi'raj for a believer. So that 5 prayers, subhanAllah, when a person, you know, when people fall in love with each other, they want to meet, they want to spend time. But those people who have the true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waiz Qarni rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to say at night time, today is the night of ruku, is to stay in ruku all night. Today is the night of sujood, all night in sujood. They used to have that true love. When we hear about Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, oh, he used to stay awake all night from Isha till Fajr with, we say, oh, that cannot be done. But if we can stay with our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat all night, there's no problem. That's fake love. They had true love. We haven't tasted the true love. They had the true love, that connection with Allah. That's why they could stay all night. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all night. In tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. He's reading verse after verse. Sometimes one verse is repeating that hundreds of times and crying and crying. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun, the ayat in Surah Yasin. He was crying all night. What does that verse mean? On that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say to the sinners, the criminals, the disbelievers, separate from the believers, separate from the righteous. So at that time he was thinking, what is going to happen? What if I'm from the criminals? If I'm from the transgressors? If I'm from the sinners? What's going to happen to me? Allahu Akbar. So these people, they had that true love for Allah. And when you taste the sweetness, man wajada halawat al-iman, that person who tastes the halawat, the taste, the sweetness of iman, then subhanAllah, that's completely a different thing. We haven't tasted, that's why everything looks hard for us. To stay in the masjid is very hard. A person doesn't want to, but subhanAllah, when you go to a wedding hall, from 12 o'clock, the food being served at 3, for 3 hours, no problem. Chit-chatting away, gossiping away, you know, backbiting, slandering, doing all the music is full blast. No worries. People say, no, we come for the full day, don't worry about it. Just for a plate of rice, 4 hours waiting. And here, subhanAllah,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, staying in the masjid, the house of Allah. He says, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَرْتَ. When you pass by the gardens of paradise, then eat from his orchard. Sahaba Ikram asked, وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What does he mean by رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ? He said, Al-Masajid, this is a masjid. وَمَا رَتْعُ يَا رَسُولَ. What does he mean by eating from his orchard? He said, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهُ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Doing the tasbihat. This is the spiritual food. Allahu Akbar. So each and every one of us, we need to change our perspective. We need to change our mentality. That this life is very short. Sahaba Ikram, Allahu Akbar, Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَحَّ عَلَىٰ عُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ دِرْهَمِهِ. I met this group of people, referring to the Sahaba Ikram, that each one of them, they were so possessive over the time, like you are possessive over your money. If you want time from them, they will not give it to you. If you want money, take it. How much? 1,000 dirhams, take it, brother. Don't waste my time. They had that. So time management. So now time management, we need to make sure our 5 time prayers are there, the divine appointments, and making sure, how long does it take? In the 24 hours, how are we going to answer to Allah when He says, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. Hadith tells us that the first thing to be reckoned on the Day of Judgment is Salah. And He's going to ask us, my brothers and sisters, from the day we became baligh, mature. So, for example, by way of example, if a person became baligh at the age of 15, he died at the age of 65, that 50 years of namaz. So, you became baligh on the 10th of August, in 2000, so your fajr namaz account, please. Oh no, I slept that night. I didn't read. Okay. We're stuck with the first namaz. We have been told that you're going to be asked about your salah. So from 15 to 65, that's 50 years of salah. 50 times 365 times 5. Allahu Akbar. What's going to happen to us? That's why Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. Indeed, the most important matter in my eyes is salah. When he became the Khalifa, he sent this message to every of his governor. He said, I'm not bothered about conquering lands and all this. My most important is namaz. فَمَنْ حَفِظَهَا وَحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا فَقَدْ حَفِظَ دِينَ. The person who preserves the salah, who safeguards and protects the salah, he safeguards the deen. وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضِيعَ. And if he destroys salah, he'll destroy the other pillars even more. And that's what the reality is. This salah, which is so important, how can I emphasize this salah? Allahu Akbar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battlefield. Even then Allah says you can't miss salah. Your life is in danger. What you have been told, that perform salah, one group confronts the enemies and one group read namaz behind you. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. الله أكبر. That one group read namaz, the fuqaha mentioned, جزاهم الله عنا خير الجزاء. They're amazing. They said one group will read one rakat, after the second sajid of the first rakat, they will come and read namaz behind, they will go to the battlefield, they will confront the enemies, those who are facing the enemies, they will come and read namaz behind you as a masbuk. Amazing. The fuqaha mentioned, woman is about to give birth, she's going through a contraction, she's just about to deliver the child, namaz time enters, she should start her namaz. She should start her namaz. A person is drowning. Namaz time has entered. Say Allahu Akbar, then drown. Would say Allahu Akbar. Start your namaz. How important. And we miss salah. Oh, I'm too tired. I had a long night. How are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have to face the reality. We have to call the spade the spade. We can't just keep on like, my brothers, you come here. What are we going to take with us? Are we going to, actually, okay, we'll listen to it. We'll think about it. No, then it's going to be too late. We have to make a change now. Fudail ibn Iyad rahimahullah ta'ala, he was a dacoit, he was a thief, he was a burglar, highwayman. So he was so famous that mothers used to put the children to sleep by saying, look, if you don't go to sleep, Fudail ibn Iyad is coming. Children used to fear and they used to go to sleep. But when Allah wants to change someone, once he was scaling this wall of this person's house to meet his mistress, So that person in the house, it was night time, he was performing his tahajjud salah. And he was reading this verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنْ الْحَقِّ. Which means that hasn't the time come for the believers that their hearts humble for the dhikr of Allah and what has been revealed from the truth. Kya waqt nahi aaya? So Fudail ibn Iyaz, for him, this hit him like a rock. He knelt onto the ground, zameen par gir gaye. And then he said, Bala ya Rabbi qad hana wa qad ana. Oh my Lord, the time has come and the time is now. Waqt aa gaya, waqt abhi hai. We'll say, haan, kab? Karenge. Iyaka wa taswif, save yourself from procrastination. Kal kal lenge. Taswif from the word sawfa in Arabic. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah said, save yourself from this. Do it now. So each and every one of us, make that commitment that we're going to make it, we're going to make sure that we don't miss a single salah. How long does it take, Allahu Akbar, brothers and sisters? And how are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? So we need to make that change. And don't think this is something petty. Don't underestimate. We should not underestimate the value and the importance of salah. The warning of those people who neglect salah. You know, on the day of judgment, when people will be judged and the people of Jannah will go into Jannah, people of Jahannam will go into Jahannam. So people of Jannah, they will say, I don't see many of my friends. Where are they? So Allah will say, obviously there's two places, whether it's Jannah, whether it's Jahannam. Because there will be Araf, but Araf, even the Araf, people who are in between, the scholars of Tafsir differ who these people are. Some say whose deeds are same, good deeds and bad deeds. But at the end, what will happen is, Udkhulu al-Jannata la khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. They will enter paradise as well. Those people in Araf. So they will say, where are our friends? They will be in Jahannam. So they will peep into Jahannam. Surah Al-Muddathir mentions, paints a picture of that scenario, which is going to happen. And they will look at their friends in Jahannam and say, Allahu Akbar, these were friends who worked with us, who lived our, they were neighbors. So how did they end? In the fire of Jahannam. Listen to this. Like the Quran is saying, Ma salakakum fi saqar. What has taken you to saqar? Saqar is the name of Jahannam. So the reply they will give is, Qalu lam nakum minal musallin. They will say, we are not from the musallin. We all know the meaning of musallin. Hum namaz padne wale nahi the. We did not perform salah. Allahu Akbar. So what is that telling you and me? That if we don't perform our salah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah save us all, we might end up in the fire of Jahannam. We have to take it very serious. So the time management, if we can't put our 5-time prayers in our 24-hour timetable, then how are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? How are we going to face our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whose intercession we need? Whose shafa'at we need? And what was his last words before he left this world? Allahu Akbar. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Oh my ummah, if I want to give you the synopsis, if I want to give you a summary of my teaching of my 23 years of prophethood, it's in two words. As-salah. Make sure that you fulfill the duty. Out of all the hukukul la, the most important salah. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And those people that you are responsible, make sure you fulfill their responsibilities. This is the khulasa. This is the summary. This is the bridge version of my da'wah. So time management is of vital importance. This time we have, we don't value it. Each and every point in Tabrani mentions that even when a person enters Jannah, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَحْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَاتٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهِ. The people, when they're going to Jannah, there will be no regret. Because you'll get everything. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. You'll get everything you desired, everything that you wish, you'll get it. But there will be regret upon what thing? The moments that a person didn't spend in the dhikr of Allah. He didn't spend. That subhanAllah is so valuable. That he says the people of Jannah, when they will enter Jannah, one person, he will smell a beautiful fragrance coming from the Jannah above. And he will say, Allahu Akbar, that what is this fragrance? He goes, this person must have done a lot of good deeds. No, Allah subhanahu will say, your deeds and his deeds are similar. Salah, fasting, everything is similar. Only difference is he had read one subhanAllah more than you. One subhanAllah. What does the hadith say? Subhanallah, tamla'ul mizan. The authentic hadith says that one subhanallah that we're saying now, it will fill the scales on the day of judgment. We don't value it. Do you know, all that time we have coming to the masjid, going to the masjid, going to work, we're just, you know, in the queues and we're just screaming, move your car, this, that. And all the rest of it, we are raging and we're raving and what are we doing? So basically, we got, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a mouth, we should keep it moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know, my brothers and sisters, when you go to the bathroom, when you go for the call of nature, you go for istinja, we come out, what's the dua that we read? Ghufranak. Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba annil adha wa afani. What does the word ghufranak mean? Listen to this, brothers. Ghufranak. I ask forgiveness. You went to the bathroom, you went for the call of nature. You're coming out, you're saying, Allah, forgive me. We did not go to commit a sin inside the toilet. We went for the call of nature. Zuruat ke liye. But why are we saying ghufranak? The scholars of hadith elucidate, they explain, they expound on this. They say the reason for this is because the purpose of creation is to worship Allah, to remember Allah. Because that 5-10 minutes that we were in the bathroom, we could not do the dhikr lisani, the verbal dhikr. We could do dhikr in the heart, we couldn't do the dhikr lisani, we couldn't do dhikr, remembrance of Allah with our tongue. Because we couldn't do that 5-10 minutes, we're saying, Allah, forgive us, we could not fulfill our responsibility. Allahu Akbar. If that's the situation of that thing which is a necessity of life, this is a necessity. If we have to do istighfar for that, just imagine the amount of istighfar we should be doing for lying, backbiting, slandering, all these any major sins that we're committing with our tongue. So it's something for us to ponder and reflect, each and every one of us. Time management from morning till dusk. Every moment that we get, 1,440 minutes approximately we get daily. What are we doing? We can't even put our 5 salah time. I could remember a few years ago, the Ofsted inspectors came to our school to inspect. So, it was in the winter time. So, I read my Zohar and then came for the interview. Then it was Asr time. So, I spoke to them and then I said, look, you take a break and I'll take a break. He said, why do you want to take a break in the middle for? Because it's my Asr Salah. He was a Jew. I said, you know about our prayers. Do you understand? Because Asr Salah is very important. Man fatatul asr faqad wutira ahlu wa malu. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatul wusta. Safeguard your salah and safeguard the middle salah. Most of the scholars of hadith and tafsir mention salatul wusta is referring to Asr Salah. So I say, it's going to be a 10 minutes break. That's it. We can take that time afterwards. That's no problem. You take a break, have a cup of tea, go to the bathroom, whatever, I'll go and perform. So he was quite taken back. Because he goes, no one does this. I go, no, my salah is more important. You fail me or whatever, that doesn't matter to me. I have to get my salah in place. We have to keep that in mind. So we have to, whichever the situation, we have to value our salah. You know, subhanAllah, a friend of mine, Dr. Fareed, subhanAllah, in Huddersfield, so he says he was called by the British government he was an eye specialist. So he was called from India and he came to the UK. So basically they said, look, you're going to be working these hours, so you have to be working on a Friday as well. He said, Friday you have to give me a break. They said, no, we're not going to give you a break. You have to work. You call me. I didn't come yet myself. If you're not going to do it, I'm not going to come. So they said, they were quite surprised. They said, okay, you can have whatever time you want to take off for your prayers, you can take that off. So we have to be strong on our deen. We have to be strong on our deen in every matter. Because the problem we have is we tend to be having that inferiority complex. Now, kya hoga, kya baat karenge, kya nahi hoga. Allahu Akbar. If a person does want to read salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide the means. When I was doing my mufti course, subhanallah, so I had to come from Bradford to Dalumbury in Manchester. So it was a time at that time, Zohar time, every Mondays, I had to catch the coach, the National Express from Bradford to Manchester. So it used to be namaz time. So I used to perform my salah next to the coach station. And I observed that throughout that full year, the coach driver never left without me. The time used to be finished. So all of them sitting, and the minute I used to get into the coach,
That's the time the coach driver is to leave.
He was a non-Muslim. And so my colleagues to say, I'm quite surprised. I said, you know, if he goes, he goes. But if I miss my salah, then because we'll be in the coach, and by the time we reach, because it was, you know, namaz time was very close to each other, then it will become qaza. So I will read my namaz. If I get the coach, that's okay. If I don't, I'll catch the next one. So I was surprised, taken back. So I've traveled, alhamdulillah, I travel a lot across the globe, different countries. And last time I was in Barbados. After we landed, subhanAllah, immediately the officers there in the airport, they were saying, Imam, you want to pray your prayers? Before we could even ask, the street away cordoned off a big area for us to perform. This way, your direction of your Kaaba.
Thank you very much.
We have to take that step. We think to ourselves, no, what's going to happen? This, alhamdulillah, we travel, we read namaz in car parks, in airports, in service station, in the plane, you know, in the grass, wherever, subhanAllah, on the boat, in the ship, in every kind of areas. So the point here is, we have to make sure that salah is the most important. That if the Prophet ﷺ could read in the battlefield, why can't we read in the plane? We need to get that understanding. So I was saying time management. This time management is very important. Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala says beautiful words. He says, Sahibtu Sufiya. I stayed in the company of the Sufis, the pious people, the sage of the age. Then he said, if I want to condense and put it into summarized version of what I've learned from all these people, pious people, I could say in two words. Al-waqtu saif. Iqta'ahu illa qata. Time is a sword. Cut it. You cut it or it will cut you. Like nowadays you ask a youngster, Brother, what are you doing? Oh, I'm killing time. Brother, you're not killing time. Time is killing you. This is the thing we have to keep in mind. And the second one, an-nafs. Shagaltaha bil-haq aw shagalatka bil-batil. Nafs, either you control, you dictate it, or it will control, it will dictate you. Like the example of a person who doesn't know how to ride a horse. If he goes onto the horse, if he's an amateur, the horse will ride him. Stay with the horse, they're very clever. They'll immediately know that this person doesn't know how. So he will make you go around. And if you're a professional, then you have the control. Nafs is exactly the same. Nafs is exactly the same. So it's very important that time management. Let us have the 5 divine appointments. In the morning, let us have this time that we start off our day with the Fajr Salah. You know, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakat, one of our great scholars of our time, he says, once I was traveling with my Sheikh, Dr. Abdullah Arif Rahimullah Ta'ala, in the morning after Fajr, we went to sit down with him. He said, bhai, aap logon ne nashta kiya? So Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib says, humne nashta nahi kiya. Did you have breakfast? No, we didn't have breakfast. Kyun bhai, nashta kyun nahi kiya? Hamare mezban ne abhi tak nashta tayyar nahi kiya. Our host hasn't ready, made it ready. No. Uski baat main nahi kar raha hun. Aap logon ne ruhani nashta kiya. Fajr ki namaz padhi thi. Surah Yasin tilawat ki thi. Ya tasbih Fatimi ki thi. I'm talking about the spiritual breakfast. Not about this physical. Have you had Weetabix? Fruit and fiber. Cornflakes. Rice Krispies. Starch. I don't know what they have nowadays. You understand? I'm talking about our days. And we don't get time to have cereals nowadays. But nowadays the parents will say to the children, have Weetabix. You become strong. You'll perform well. We'll think about all the physical side of things. What about the spiritual side? Ruhani nashta kiya. Because in the same way we think about the physical, that mashallah, he'll be strong, he'll be able to perform in school, he'll be able to do everything. In the same way, if we have the ruhani nashta, the spiritual breakfast, then what will happen is, we'll be able to fight the shaitan, the devil. We'll be able to fight the nafs ammara, the evil nafs within ourselves. Man salla salata subhi, fahuwa fi zimmatillah. The person who performs his Fajr Salah is under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the way we need to take it forward. Each and every one of us. That let us start our day in that way. Then you will see the difference. So before we go to sleep, read Surah Mulk, Surah Sajda. That will safeguard us from the punishment of the grave. Not only that, the hadith says, إِنَّ فِي الْقُرْآنِ سُورَةٌ سَلَاسُونَ آيَةٌ شَفَعَتْ لِرَجُلٍ حَتَّى غُفِرَ لَهُ. Indeed in the Quran there is a surah which comprises of 30 verses. Person who recites it, it will intercede for him until he is forgiven. Then we are so much the fuel crisis, the food crisis, all this. Now everybody needs to read Surah Waqiyah. You know, like everybody now, Mufti Sahib, you know, how do you become rich? They're asking me how you become rich. I said, the prophetic richness, what will happen is, the prophetic richness is Suratul Ghina. So Suratul Ghina, Suratul Waqiyah. Man qara'a Suratul Waqiyati fi kulli laylatin lam tusibuhu faqatun abadan. Allahu Akbar. The testimony, the promise of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The person who recites Surah Waqiyah every night, he will not be afflicted with poverty. When Sayyidina Abdullah Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was leaving this world, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, the third Khalif, he came, because Abdullah Mas'ud, great jurist, amazing person, Allahu Akbar, you're leaving this world, you're leaving daughters behind, if you want, you know, you can request me, I will sort the allowances out and this and that, so they won't have any problems. He goes, no, don't worry about it. Oh, Amirul Mu'mineen Uthman, don't worry about it. Because why? Because I've taught them Surah Waqiyah. They read that every night. I could not worry about poverty. Look at the yaqeen. That about daughters. And we have no daughter, you need to get a degree. We already tell them. Make sure you get a degree. Why? You're going to get married. And then, what if the divorce takes place? At least you can stand on your own feet. Kaase kaasabak. This is the mentality. I was shocked. Parents are teaching their daughters already. Talaq ho jaye to kya karoge? You got degree, you can stand on your own feet. Allahu Akbar. So because we have gone so far away from deen, this is the mentality which is getting created into our minds. So we need to really understand the purpose. This life is so short. I say, you know, I was just speaking to my students, the brothers and the sisters, all like GCSE, A levels, degrees. So I said, look, there was a time 10 years ago I would have told you, okay, do the school and do everything. But now, safeguard your iman. If we can go in the grave with our iman, Allahu Akbar, we are successful. This is so important now. Because our children, they're growing up, they're going to college, university, they're losing their iman. I have youngsters coming every day. Parents are crying every day. I just had an incident, subhanAllah, a mother phoned me from London and said, Sheikh, I want some help. I said, what? My son, he wants to become a girl, a female, gender change. I tried to explain, he's not understanding. So I said, okay, you want me to speak? Yeah, because it's very serious, because if he doesn't, if I don't let him do that, he's going to commit suicide, he said. Khudkashi kar lega. I said, okay, where is he? He goes, he's not here. I said, okay, tell him, it was a Friday, I think. I said, tell him to give me a call on Monday, or you give me a call, I'll speak to him. So they didn't give me a call. After a few days, I get a message, and in the message, it says, unfortunately, it's the same sister who spoke to you about my son, he's committed suicide. These are true incidents, Muslim family. I'm talking about that we have to deal with. So this day and age, we need to safeguard the iman of our children. And these fitna are going to come. Satakunu fitna, samma bakma amya, yusbihu musliman wa yumsi kafira. These fitna, trials and tribulations will come. It will make a person deaf, dumb and blind. In the morning will be believer, in the evening will be disbeliever. In the evening will be believer, in the morning will be disbeliever. Yabi'u deenahu bi'aradhin min ad-dunya. Will sell his deen for the paltry things of the dunya. Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters, we really need to wake up before it is too late. We really need to understand why has Allah created. You know, we think to ourselves, you know, we come here, mashallah, we're earning and this and that. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh As'ad Bandari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, great scholar, used to come, and I used to see him from childhood. He say that agar aapke bachon ki iman ki hifazat nahi karoge to jahannam mein jaoge. He said, Islami school kholo. Make Islamic schools, safeguard your children's iman. If you don't, you are going to go in the hellfire. I used to say it very clearly, without any fear of anything. So this is the thing that we have to keep in mind. We have to wake up ourselves. We need to make sure that we sort ourselves out, and then think about our children. And we need to do the tarbiyah, nurture them, raise them up, bring them up in an Islamic way. So this time management is of very importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of time. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. By the token of time, mankind is destruction. Why? He's wasting his time. We waste our time every day. We wake up in the morning, same. On a Saturday, Sunday, we'll wake up 11, 12 o'clock, we'll have a brunch, and that's it. Fajr is gone, Zuhr is gone, we're just lazing around and just wasting our time. And then subhanallah, only many of the brothers will see Masjid Hamza just on a Friday. That's unfortunately good 75-80%. They only will see the Masjid on a Friday. Some will only see it on the two Eids. Some will only see it on the janazah. They will not see it, but they'll be dead themselves. Allahu Akbar. So we really need to wake up. This masjid is calling us. Masajiduhum amiratun wa yakharabu min al-huda. The masjid, beautifully decorated, under floor, heating, tiled, chandeliers and everything. But wa yakharabu, there's no guidance. There's nobody. Fajr namaz, how many? So we have to wake up before it is too late. Let us, subhanAllah, there were so many other things to say, inshallah, some other time. I was saying about time management, money management, food management. Money management, many of us, we buy things with the money we don't have. The things that we don't need to please those people we don't like. Ajkal yehi baat nahi. Hum yehi cheeze kharidte hain, jo cheeze hame zarurat nahi hai. Us paise se jo hamare paas nahi hai. Aur un logon ko khush karne ke liye, jinse hamari nafrat hai. This is why our life is. Food management, when you start eating, eat, eat, eat. You understand? Whether it's halal or haram, koi tamiz nahi. Sometimes just junk food. Like our children are hyperactive. Why? You know, subhanAllah, drinking 5-6 cans every day. So many, you know, every Mondays we have a queue of children. From 3 years old to, you know, teenagers. They're hyperactive. They're jumping up and down. You know, 15-year-old child jumping up and down. I say, what's wrong with you? The father says, that's it, he's hyperactive. Because how many drinks does he have? Because he has, you know, what, 4-5 can of Cokes every day. Allahu Akbar. One for breakfast, one for dinner, one for tea, one for supper. Then he's going to, each one has about 7-8 tablespoons of sugar. That's not going to make you hyper. What's going to make you hyper? In Hajj time, I tell them, you know, the 5 days that we go for Hajj, I said, please don't have, you know, these fizzy drinks. And young people, they, you know, they just become dehydrated, then we have to take them on wheelchairs. Unke wali sahab ko le jaana, wali sahab, I've seen fathers taking the sons and the daughters. Why khidmat karne ke liye walidain ki walidain khidmat kare unke. They've taken too much drinks. I've seen that in my group many times. So we have to, food management is important. This is a different topic on its own. Sometime, you know, other time, inshallah, I will speak to you about money management, food management. Because I have to be back in the next masjid for Maghrib Salah. There's another program. Jazakallah khair for attending the, mashallah, the program and listening very attentively, mashallah. May Allah bless each and every one of us. Allah SWT give us the tawfiq and the ability to open our eyes and understand the reality. You know, my brothers and sisters, whenever I speak, I always, you know, I say the most beneficial thing here is for myself. It reminds me first. What am I doing? Do you understand? I need to wake up. So, this is the thing that I need to wake up, you need to wake up, so I want to wake up everybody. I need to get up as well. We all are, you know, weak. We all are committing sins. We all have shortcomings. But there has to be a start. As I said, between the regret of yesterday and the hope of tomorrow lies the opportunity. We got the opportunity, let us take it. May Allah subhanahu give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'awan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم آمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شتات الأمر اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والجبن والبخل والهرم وغلبة الدين وقهر الرجال وفتنة المحيا والممات اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا الله سبحانه وتعالى accept this gathering. الله سبحانه وتعالى descend your tranquility, your peace, your serenity, your rahmah, your mercy, blessing on this gathering. Allah subhanahu, each and every one of us who have raised our hands, Allah forgive our sins, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, our intentional sins, unintentional sins. Allah, the sins that we committed due to the nafsa ammara, due to the shaitan, Allah forgive each and every sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us life upon iman, give us death upon iman, and raise us with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Allah, make us obedient to you, and make us the lovers of the sunnah of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم ارزقنا مرافقة النبي في الجنة اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله أن محمد رسول الله غير غضبان وأنت عنا راض يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين، اللهم صل على محمد في الآخرين، اللهم صل على محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.